This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Texas reopens.
It's been a year. I think it's enough.
Or is it?
I just ask the public for patience and understanding.
The president promises
enough vaccine supply by the end of May.
25 people in a crashed SUV.
Seats were removed to cram more people inside.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Almost a year into the pandemic, the second largest state in the country is fully reopening. Texas is ignoring federal guidelines and dropping mask mandates next week. But Martin Thompson, who owns the Cat City Grill in Fort Worth, says his staff will continue to cover up.
Just to rip them off and go back to like it was old times, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we're ready for that yet.
San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich says his players will do the same.
Getting rid of masks just seems ignorant to me.
Governor Greg Abbott says social distancing will go away as well.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%.
Mississippi is also doing away with restrictions. Governor Tate Reeves.
This new order removes all of our county mask mandates and allows businesses to operate at full capacity.
At least 11 states are now easing COVID restrictions. President Biden is speeding up the vaccine timeline and vowing shots for all this spring. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The new estimate is for enough vaccine to be on hand for every American adult by the end of May.
That's progress.
President Biden says going forward, teachers should be at the front of the line.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is.
He says he's directing states to prioritize teachers with the goal of having every educator given at least one shot by the end of this month.
Throughout March, they will be able to sign up for an appointment at a pharmacy near them.
The nation's largest teachers union applauded the announcement.
The first federal vaccine supersite is opening this morning in Miami-Dade. FEMA spokesman Marty Bahaman says the new Johnson & Johnson single-dose shot has arrived there.
We will have 500 vaccine doses per day, along with the Pfizer vaccine.
In Ohio, they're giving people a choice between all three approved shots. Dr. Andrew Thomas at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center.
What we're going to do is try and figure out why are people choosing one versus the other, so it can help us determine the best way to use this in the future.
The Senate begins debate today on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are on track to pass it by March 14th, when extra jobless benefits expire. A U.S. military spokesman says at least 10 rockets have been fired at a military base in western Iraq, where U.S. troops are stationed. No word on casualties. It comes 3 days after the U.S. retaliatory airstrikes along the Syrian-Iraqi border. The news won't keep the Pope away. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Pope Francis has just affirmed in his weekly address that he does plan to go ahead with his 3-day trip beginning Friday. He made no mention of the latest rocket attack. He'll be the first ever pontiff to visit Iraq, Francis hoping to broaden his outreach to Islam and to encourage Iraq's remaining Christians to remain in their ancient homeland.
When it comes to bridges, roads, and airports, a new report from the American Society of Civil Engineers says the U.S. needs a lot of improvement.
The grade across all 17 categories of infrastructure was a C-.
Emily Feenstra is the Managing Director of Government Relations and Infrastructure Initiatives at the ASCE. So what factors into that bad grade?
Real-time infrastructure conditions, the future funding needs, public safety.
The pandemic played a big part with revenue losses for transit agencies and airports, and also
more extreme weather.
But she says they are hopeful.
Infrastructure is one of those few issues that both sides of the aisle can agree with.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The White House has withdrawn President Biden's nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget. Neera Tanden faced bipartisan opposition over social media posts attacking lawmakers in both parties. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
There will be another budget director. They may or may not like the new nominee, but they'll have some trouble denying the second one an opportunity to serve. And Neera Tanden will be appointed to something else. The president's already said that.
Just over half of Mr. Biden's nominees have been confirmed. That's the slowest pace in modern history. We're learning more about a tractor trailer that slammed into an SUV near the California-Mexico border, killing at least 13 people.
It appears the big rig had the right of way at the time of the collision. CHP Chief Omar Watson said they now know how 25 people were packed into that Ford Expedition.
The fire department had to cut the right front seat out of the vehicle to help extricate people from the vehicle. We do see that there are not seats in the rest of the vehicle.
U.S. officials and representatives from the Mexican consulate are now working jointly to identify both the dead and the survivors and to find their next of kin. Pete Demetrio for CBS News, Holtville, California.
30 years ago today, four Los Angeles police officers beat down Rodney King with batons while other officers stood by and watched. CBS's Steve Futterman looks back.
30 years ago, Rodney King was thrust into history.
If there had been no video, we don't know what they would have really written down about what happened.
It was a video of Rodney King's beating taken by a man who lived across the street and had just purchased a video camera that changed everything.
The ability to have a handheld video recorder was like a recent technological advancement.
Marcus Anthony Hunter is a professor of sociology at UCLA. He says the video of King opened eyes.
It gave the public a sense that this is how police operate when no one is watching.
The officers were charged, but when a not guilty verdict was reached, riots broke out in L.A. It was then Rodney King made his memorable plea.
Can we all get along?
In a second trial, the officers were found guilty. Rodney King died in 2012. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Dolly Parton offered a bare shoulder in Nashville to get Moderna's COVID vaccine, which she helped fund with a $1 million donation. While she was waiting, she changed up some lyrics.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate.
Parton says vaccine. Her message is actually serious.
I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it?
Climate change is endangering some baby seals.
With black button eyes and snow-white fur, newly born harp seal pups are worth the once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Magdalen Islands in the Gulf of St. Lawrence in Canada. But for the fifth time since 2010, this year's tour season is canceled because the ice pack where they're born isn't thick enough for helicopters to land. Mike Hamill is a biologist with Fisheries and Oceans Canada.
We are getting increasingly mild winters, less ice. That's why it has a negative impact on the harp seal.
Scientists estimate within the next 50 years, the seals won't have any options left in the Gulf. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, the Magdalen Islands, Canada.
Tom Brady on tossing the Lombardi trophy from one boat to another post-Super Bowl. He tells the Late Late Show's James Corden.
I found out later that had that been an incomplete pass, that would have went down like 80 feet.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.